Hello, everybody. Welcome to week number two here with boys head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, Jason Claycamp. And as we are stampeding into the start of the season, not too bad of a start now, 1-2, a loss against Lynn, a big win against Northern Heights, just 49-41, a close 8-point swing there for you at the very end. And then a loss to Cornerstone last night, 70-56. But you've had a lot of great success scoring wise. Francesco Giolo, he's got 14 points. He had 14 points last night against Cornerstone. He is currently averaging 12 points on the season. Jackson Colchman, 16 points last night. He's averaging 11 points on the season. Cason Huffless, he's averaging double figures, double-double every night so far. 12 points a game, 11 rebounds a game. Max Honus, he's averaging 8 assists per game. Cason Huffless, he had last night 12 points as well as 12 rebounds and 12 assists. So great play from Cason Huffless, one of your great big-time players. But really, you got a lot of success here on the team, Coach, offensively, defensively, just not carrying that kind of that same weight. So early on here, what are your thoughts of these first three games?
Well, really, I think overall we've played really well. I think one thing that we've improved on this year is we're kind of spreading out the offense a little more. Every single game we've had six guys score. Last two games we've had three guys in double figures. And we didn't have that at all last year. We didn't have either of those things. So we're getting more consistent across the board. The young guys are stepping up. They're helping Jackson out a little bit, which is what we needed. And I really thought we played really well against Lynn. And we played really well all three games. But Lynn, we just didn't hit shots. And last night, that Cornerstone team, their top five shot the ball about as well as any five that we're probably going to see this year. That was a pretty solid team. So I really think we're getting good shots. We just got to knock some more shots down.
Well, looking ahead here on the schedule, you got Jackson Heights next Tuesday. Brought to you that game will be streamed on the Cobra channel. But again, a team that you haven't played for a while, but what can you kind of preview here against those Cobras?
I don't know a whole lot about them yet. Certainly trying to get a little scouting report on them. But it's good. They're nice. They're a close team. It'll be kind of a rivalry game. I know Jackson Heights and Omega play each other in football every year. They'll be a good, tough opponent for us for a start of a busy week next week, really.
One to definitely be challenged for Jackson Heights. Made a mention there. They're currently right now 0-2 on the year. They started the year with a 51-26 loss against the Royal Valley Panthers, and then just yesterday losing against the Troy Trojans 44-24. Again, just kind of continuing here, talking a little bit about that team. Some of your big-time scorers, Francesco Giolo, having someone like him kind of come to the program this year and put up some big-time numbers, what does it kind of mean to this program to have a guy like him? And you made a mention, again, the rest of the team, the whole team has been contributing. You haven't had this many double-point scorers in a while, so kind of continuing off of that, what's going to keep that success rolling in the right direction?
I think the biggest thing is just shot selection, and I think right now our shot selection's been really good. I know we got up almost 60 shot attempts last night. Last year, we struggled to get 40 shot attempts up, and I think we only averaged about 34 points a game last year. So our offensive numbers picked up because we've had more guys that are contributing, and we need that. Now, Jackson, we know what we're going to get from Jackson Colterman every night, but we need those other guys to step up and help him out.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for your time this week. Again, coming in, Jason Claycamp, the head coach of the Onega Buffaloes boys program. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This Onega Buffaloes Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.